perhaps for the benefit of the listener, you can explain what the sponsons are on a Sea King helicopter.
Well, the sponsons are the protuberances that are attached to the side of the fuselage on either side, and they house the landing gear or undercarriage, and also had a flotation device or rubber bag secured to the outer side. I don't even know whether they still exist or not. In the early days, when the I presume when we first started doing the trials, that the loads imposed on the undercarriage were not as severe as they would become later on during operational flying and heavy weather testing. But it became obvious then, after we had some failures, that there was something wrong. And a little digging, we discovered that the certain specifications had been waived from when the aircraft was originally accepted. Mind you, this may have been due to the fact that the Sea King at that time was never intended to do this kind of work. But notwithstanding that, when it was intended to do this kind of work, somebody should have been aware of the fact that these load factors would increase remarkably and would lead to catastrophic failure.
Now, when you say wave, would that have been the responsibility of the acceptance team or VX-10 itself, or more generally speaking, the Navy?
I think it was more generally speaking of the Navy. I really can't state for sure who did accept the design, ultimate design of the Sea King as built for the RCM. And I can only presume that it was headquarters.
Now you...
I don't know, I can't remember, and I don't know who or which organization would have been responsible at that time. But eventually, after we had some failures, the aircraft were grounded, and we had I can't remember when exactly, and they came up with a beefed up design, and it was implemented fairly quickly, because until it was, the aircraft weren't, I think there were a lot of restrictions in place, and I can't remember whether they were restricted from landing aboard the DDHs or not, but there were restrictions in place before they could do haul downs again, or haul downs under certain conditions.
Earlier you were referring to your time as an accident investigator, and you were talking about a specific accident with the Sea King, and that related to a sponson falling off the aircraft, which led to the accident. Is that correct?
No, not that. I didn't go to Ottawa, because when I was in flight safety in that particular accident where the sponson broke and the helicopter rolled on the side on the DDH. The ones that I was involved in were engine failure in a hover at Shearwater, where Ross Hunter was the pilot and the aircraft really drove into the ground, punched the seat legs right through the floor of the cockpit. And he had pretty serious injuries. And the other one was specifically engine failure, and it landed in the water off of Holland, northern Holland, Den Helder, the naval air station. And then I flew to Den Helder to help them do the investigation of that one.
And did that also turn out to be a mechanical problem,
engine
problem?
Engine problem, yeah. An engine failure in the hover.
In the hover.
Yeah. We had a lot of those, as you probably have heard, that
I thought
if they weren't picked up quickly enough, you've got an engine failure in the hover, or some people it wasn't enough time to react if you were really close to the water, and some people, you just splashed into the water.
Right.
Couldn't recover.
But if you had enough altitude,
you'd
be all right.
We were okay. Now, in a hover, with the in a dip, say with the ball down, guys had some people had problems.
Not very much time to react between 40 or 50 feet off the water to being in the water. That incident that you were talking about with the sponson breaking off and the aircraft turning or rolling on its side, was the aircraft on the flight deck of a DDH when this happened?
Yeah, as far as I know.
And
just landed.
And it just landed.
And collapsed.
And the sponson collapsed. But what about the strut and the wheel? That was still in place?
I don't remember.
All right.
What actually broke? But there was a weak link in the attachment point somewhere between the. I think it just broke right off where the sponson attaches to the fuselage.
All right.
Not within the wheel well itself.
Okay, and so that would be enough for it to force the aircraft to roll over on its side.
Over its side. Yeah.
Do you have any recollection of the rotors being stopped, or were they still turning when
I think they were still turning.
So this could have created quite a bit of damage.
Oh, yeah.
Not only to the aircraft itself, but to the flight deck and people as well.
Sure.
Very, very dangerous. So, is there anything else that you would like to add about the DDH and the helicopter haul down trials? As it relates to you specifically in your time with BX-10?
I really, really haven't anything that I can... I don't think I have anything further that I can add to what I've already said. I may have said too much, but trying to recollect 35 years ago is a little difficult, although some people have very good recollections of events. Not specifically as they relate to seeking operations and the haul down operations.
All right, well, thank you very much for your time this afternoon, and thank you for agreeing to participate.
Oh, you're very welcome. Sure.